Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
I heard a statement that disturbs me. I'd like to use our program to share my concerns with you about this matter that may lead to a conclusion that is not in harmony with what the Word of God says. Here's the subject matter. There was an officer of the law, and he was dealing with a child about 10, 12 years of age. The child's mother had died in circumstances that led to a criminal investigation. While discussing the circumstances of the events with the young boy, the boy revealed to this investigator that he had been told his mother had done some things for which God would not forgive her. The officer expressed to some of his fellow investigators an unbelievable thought that anyone would tell this boy that his mother could not be forgiven of her sins. He then, in turn, made this statement to the boy to counteract what others had told him. The Bible says that God forgives everyone. That's the statement that concerns me. Certainly a person should not be the subject of anyone's judgment, but of God's. We will all stand before the judgment seat of God. It isn't our place to pass judgment on the eternal destiny of human souls. It is God's. The fact is that the Bible says just the opposite. It says the soul that sins, it will die. And since every one of us fall from grace, all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory, according to Romans 3:23, we're all under the condemnation of sin. However, the gospel of Jesus Christ proclaims redemption from sin. Jesus has paid the price for our sins. He died on the cross to redeem the sinner. God has made provisions for salvation. But it does not say that everyone will be forgiven. It proclaims that everyone can receive the forgiveness of sins by God's grace through faith and obedience to Jesus Christ.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself the question, who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? When I'm reminded of his words, I'll leave thee never. Just be true, I'll give to you a life forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles till they're won.
for who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? That to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I?
Jesus said, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the way that leads to life, and only a few find it." That's found in Matthew 7:13-14. He also taught us that not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?" Then I will tell them plainly, "I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers." That's Matthew 7:21-23. And listen carefully to the Lord's words once again. "You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, 'Do not murder. Anyone who murders will be subject to judgment.' But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says 'you fool' will be in danger of the fire of hell." Jesus pronounced judgments on the cities like Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum. He said, "It will be more tolerable for Sodom on the days of judgment than for you." Let's not forget to mention the parables of Jesus in Matthew 25, calling us to be prepared for his coming judgment. The parable of the 5 wise and foolish virgins shares the fact that there were some who were invited to the wedding feast, and they entered into the marriage, for they were ready to go. Others were not allowed in, who had not prepared. The parable of the money distributed among the servants in that chapter again tells the story of us being ready to give an account of ourselves to the master when he comes. Those servants that had used the master's money wisely were told, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joys of your Lord." To the servant who had been unfaithful in the use of the master's money, he says, "Throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And finally, the Lord's parable about the judgment day when the sheep and the goats are divided, it says that this division of the righteous and the wicked is done by the Lord, and the righteous are told, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance. To the wicked, depart from me, you who are cursed into eternal fire." The concluding words of that parable are, "The wicked will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." All of these texts, with many others that could be added, plainly reveal there is a judgment where we will give an account of how we have chosen to live. The very heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ is about salvation through forgiveness. You see, God will not forgive everyone. But let me hasten to say that God is willing to forgive everyone, and that all everywhere can be forgiven. God has extended his grace and his gracious offer of forgiveness to all sinners. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Jesus is offering forgiveness from the guilt and the condemnation of sin in that statement. No one is excluded from that invitation. When Jesus died on the cross, he died for the sins of every person. but not all of the sins of men will be forgiven. There is a command for repentance. There is a call for obedience. There is the response to the invitation that must be made by coming to Jesus to receive that cleansing. The words of the Apostle Paul come to my mind, speaking to the people in Athens, Greece, about their idol worship. He said, "In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead." Acts 17:30-31. Now, I do not think that it was proper to tell this young boy that his mother could not be forgiven. She could have lived a sinful, unrepentant life in disobedience to the will of God. And without the forgiveness offered through God's grace and her obedience, there isn't any forgiveness. The sins of the flesh are listed in many places in the Scriptures, and those who live by the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, are not forgiven. All can be, all will not be. I do know that it is certainly a false teaching to declare that the Bible says God forgives everyone. Know this, God is willing to forgive everyone, but not everyone is willing to let God forgive them. If you read 2 Peter chapter 3, 8 and 9, that's what it says. And so we close our lesson reminding all our listeners of the gracious offer of God through Jesus, his Son. Salvation is full and it's free to whosoever will come. So come and let God bestow his grace on you.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.